Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know who didn't get a pass last night? The Cleveland Cavaliers, at least from Jay Williams. It should be said that Jay Williams normally has a lot of analysis that honestly is some of the most mundane.
You're still bragging about his take from last week where he said Jalen Brunson was the best Nick ever.
Yeah, he is the RG3 of NBA media, of a guy who 99% of the time, I could not give a rip what this guy says. And yet, there's some pretty strong criticisms about the Cavs' efforts in game one last night that I think some of us might end up agreeing with.
I am extremely concerned about the Cavs. Number one, Garland in that situation. And number two, defensively, you talk about one of the best teams defensively in the league. I mean, they just look uninterested in this game. I mean, for 19 threes to be made on 54% shooting, with all the narratives that have been looming around Cleveland throughout the entire year, I better see a different Cleveland team in game two. And I know they had a good layoff. And sometimes that layoff can disrupt your rhythm, but still, that's no excuses. I saw lazy defense. Donovan Mitchell, I think he is a superstar in this league. 33 points on 30 shots. You have two players that took 50 of their 98 shots. The second player was Ty Jerome, not showing up offensively, but defensively not being locked in. That was one of the most disappointing efforts that I've seen in the game one.
All right. I don't hate most of the stuff that he said there. Now, I think it does open the door of like, all right, was it the defense that failed you last night or was it the offense? Because you can pick an island between those two, and I don't think you'd be wrong.
Well, the defense part is interesting because like, what do we know the one thing the Pacers do at an elite level? They score. Like that's their game. Their game is scoring. That's why they had the second best offense in the NBA this last season. So I can't really get on the Cavs defense when you knew this is what Indiana was going to do.
They gave him a lot of really good looks last night. Like, they gave him a lot of...
But to suggest that it was lazy defense, I just didn't get that vibe at all.
I don't think
Indiana made a couple extra passes, and they got guys open. No one's contesting that. But when have you ever accused this team of being lazy defensively?
I don't think they were focused defensively. I don't think they were locked in defensively. I don't think they were... So lazy is a very specific accusation.
I think they
gave away a lot of really easy baskets last night that if you had either communicated or been locked in, the first half of the game doesn't look anywhere close to what it looked like.
I don't want to try to defend what their defense was. I'm not going to try to say it was great or anything like that, but if we're doing a defense versus offense thing, in the NBA, a team like the Pacers are going to score theirs in the postseason. That's why we're going to have an Isaac Okoro debate later on. Like, they're going to get their buckets. Halliburton's going to get what he wants. Siakam's going to get what he wants. And yeah, they had a nice night shooting. There's no debating that. But offensively, you want to say that's where the Cavs struggled more. I would 100% co-sign that.
I think, okay, listen.
The amount of shots Donovan's still taking shots.
So I'm a little...
Game's been over for 24 hours.
I'm a little devil's advocate on this one. I would say, though, it's the quality of shots that Indiana got in the first half should never happen in an NBA playoff game. And I want to put the onus on Indiana's really good in transition. Indiana's passing is incredibly tough to stay consistent on.
So the, you think it was laziness? What do you think it was?
I just think it was you weren't crisp enough. Like, you weren't ready to handle them defensively.
I mean, you want to make an argument that they are, though. Yeah, listen, we can make the argument that defensively, I mean, the Cavs were, what, like the 10th rated defense when it was all said and done by the end of the season? Like, you want to make an argument that the Pacers' offense is always going to be defense in the NBA, that they just had too much skill for the Cavs' defense? I can make that argument. We can go down that road. But calling the Cavs' defense lazy, I didn't see that one, Jay.
I think it's probably closer to just letting them off the hook, though.
I mean, if that's the case, if you want to say there was lazy defense and they weren't, you called it crisp enough or whatever, doesn't that fall solely on Atkinson? Who does that fall on?
That falls on the players. Like, you have to know
if you can't get up for game one of round two, then you're never getting up for anything.
I don't think they were up for it. I mean, I don't think they were up for it at all. They clearly never settled into their offense, which, across four quarters, maybe I'll give you the edge that the offense was the bigger issue, because in three of the four quarters, you never locked into who you are offensively.
Your second worst shooting night from three we've seen them have the entire year.
To me, that's they didn't pass the ball. There's one team that continuously passed the ball really well last night, and I want to give the Pacers defense some of the credit for it. I think it was just they weren't focused. Like, that's not a game one performance. And I think that's where the defense comes in. Again, lazy is such a specific connotation. It belongs nowhere here. The Cavs play hard. They didn't play good team defense.
He also said uninterested, too, which is,
uninterested,
I think,
might be the better way of putting it. I mean, think about how many times the Pacers dribble the ball down the court, and it took a pass. We're not talking about they swing the ball around the court. A pass, and you get a high percentage three opportunity. That was... Like, I can't give them full flowers for hitting 52% of their threes last night for the Pacers, because they just got the threes that they wanted, and so many of the times, it was just there. It shouldn't have been there. Those first-look threes should not have been there the way that they were last night.
Call it uninterested. You can call it lazy, like Jay Williams did, but that's a real problem if you really do believe any of those words describe what happened last night, because that implies that they got too fat off of a Miami series, and you should never get too fat off of a Miami series, because they're not a very good basketball team, Nick.
Or they played four meaningful games in 2 weeks, and the last two of those games weren't meaningful at all. I mean, can we leave a little room that could be a possibility? With, like, love and respect for this team, like, you played in a half a month, you played two actual games where the other team pushed you in any way.
Okay, lazy to me describes, uninterested describes to me that there was a gear you could get to, you just chose not to.
Choosing is not just 12 people thinking, we're not going to do this.
If you want to say there was a layoff and you want to say they didn't play enough meaningful basketball and it was too long of a stretch, that's factors that are out of their control. Like, if you say uninterested, that's in their control. Lazy, in my opinion, is in their control.
I don't think they were ready for the punch that Indy was going to throw yesterday, and it just took them a long time to catch up. I don't think it's just one thing. I think it was Ty Jerome that said there were like a million little things that led to that loss. I agree completely. If three of the million things doesn't go the way it goes last night, the Cavs actually get a game one win. That's how it's closer than the score even indicates. But yeah, I don't think so. I don't love the word lazy, but if you want to say unfocused, it's a huge part. And I think that was more so, and no, it was across the board. They never locked into their offense. They never locked into defense. They never locked into pressure until the third quarter. And by then, they spent so much time getting back into the game that it was a big, big, big hill to climb over. 216-474-0092. Offense or defense? Which was the bigger issue last night for the Cavaliers? We do have the Peterlin pass coming up in about 5 minutes as well on 92.3 The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.